Hello, this is Dr. Thomas Unger, and welcome to today's Mental Health Minute podcast. Once again, I'm here with Fern Quint, a mental health nurse I work with at the hospital and who does speaking and runs her own outside private practice. And today our topic is going to be on optimal mental health, trying to figure out what is mental health. I know I can tell when my physical health is in good shape, but trying to define and describe what good mental health is isn't so easy. So Fern, welcome, and see if you can help us try to understand this.
Thanks, Tom. Hi, so you want to talk about optimal mental health today?
Absolutely.
Well, mental health is a state of well-being. It's feeling good about yourself, having a zest for life, being happy when you wake up in the morning, being excited to face the day. And if you're not so excited, being able to cope with the problems that you have. We all have problems, having good mental health means that we can cope with those problems and utilize certain strategies to deal with the problems we have. We need to be aware of our thoughts, our feelings, and behaviors. And when we get upset, we should ask ourselves what we're thinking. What is it that's causing us to be upset today? And then deal with it.
Okay, so I like what you said about problems. So good mental health doesn't mean that I'm happy all the time in La La Land or anything like that, does it?
Definitely not. In fact, if you were happy all the time in La La Land, I'd be wondering what was wrong with you. Because
right.
Everybody has good days and bad days. But it's learning how to deal with those days that makes us have the best mental health we can. Because I don't know anyone who has a good day all the time. So you know that you're going to have challenges. There's problems that we all face in life. But it's how we deal with those problems that create a good mental health for us. Another thing is being able to have close relationships and to be able to identify and treasure the relationships we have and the people that are close to us, who love us, and that are meaningful in our lives. We need to do something meaningful with our lives as well, find a purpose to our lives. And if we have a purpose, whether it's work or volunteer work, and create some kind of work and life balance.
Yeah, it's interesting because many of the things you're mentioning now aren't just what one person does by themselves. It's kind of how they relate socially to others around them and the world around them, their work and their relationships.
Well, absolutely. It's important to realize that we're one person in a society, so we all have our own cultures. We may have our religious cultures. We may have our friends in similar age groups or similar interests. Sometimes if you're going to school, you'll share some intellectual pursuits with someone. Some people enjoy doing sports together. So we're all part of a larger community, and it's how we relate to the different communities and different people in our lives that make our lives important and meaningful.
Wonderful. So social connectedness and being part of a community seems to be a good indicator of what good mental health is or something to strive towards.
Absolutely. As well as being social beings, we all have to look, too, at what we contribute to our society. Are we contributing members of our society? Are we helping others? Are we being kind to others? Are we living our life according to our purpose? Those are the things that make us feel much happier inside and bring peace inside of us.
Great.
There's all sorts of things we can do to help ourselves achieve some optimal mental health, Tom, and first, I just want to talk about some of the things that we can do physically. You see all sorts of literature on nutrition and diet, and so we should be mindful of what we're putting into our bodies. Certain foods will energize us and make us feel better, whereas other foods will be sluggish, make us feel sluggish, rather. It's important to get enough sleep. You can't be partying up all night, even if you're having a good time. You can't stay up all night. You've got to get some sleep. In fact, the literature says that if you get between 6 and 8 hours sleep, that's the optimal. And some literature has even suggested that if you sleep too much, over 9 hours of sleep tends to shorten the lifespan of certain people. So between 6 and 8 is pretty good. And also power naps are important. The literature says as well that we should power nap about 8 hours or so after waking up. Even a 15-20 minute power nap will do the job to refresh us and make us feel more alert for the rest of the day. And fitting exercise into our lives is important. Some people tend to go to the gym and other people hate the gym, but maybe they can park at the end of the parking lot of a mall and walk there, or walk to a friend's house when you're going for a visit. You can walk and pick up some groceries, just a few of them, and walking back with them will create some exercise. So there's all different ways of fitting exercise into your life.
Great. So there are physical features, good exercise, or good physical activity, eating well, sleeping well, trying to have the best physical health you can have, that actually has an effect on our mood and our mental health as well. Wonderful.
Absolutely. That's really important. It gets those endorphins going. It bumps up your serotonin level. And just by the physical activity alone and good nutrition, you can feel a lot better. In fact, dark chocolate is supposed to be really good. So have a little dark chocolate and bump up your serotonin and up your mood. There's also some emotional things you can do and some lifestyle things you can do to improve your mental health. One of the most important things you can do is to create a purpose and meaning for your life. Ask yourself, what is it that gives your life meaning? What can you do to make your life meaningful? What activities are you doing? Take some time and visualize yourself as the person that you would like to be. Close your eyes and just picture yourself in different scenes. Picture how you would like to be. And sooner or later, you're going to be acting like that type of person. Think about some things that you can do in a positive way. When you start to think negative, ask yourself, wait a minute, here comes that negative self-talk again. I've got to do something to change that. And be aware of the self-talk in your mind. And think about how you can turn that around into something positive.
So you're talking now about the emotional or thinking patterns we all have, and noticing that what some mental health professionals call the cognitive style, whether you're a negative thinker and have negative self-talk, noticing that and maybe trying to correct it if you're being inaccurate, to be one good feature of good mental health.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people just tend to do without thinking. And I think if you take the time to think, you know, why am I upset? Why am I feeling anxious right now? And what can I do to turn this situation around? That makes life a lot more enjoyable. And it solves any kinds of anxieties you feel inside. Deal with people if you're having a problem. Deal with your problems. Don't let yourself get too angry. Don't let things build up. Deal with them as soon as you can. And surround yourself also with cheerful people and people that are meaningful to you. So if you're having problems, ask somebody you trust for some feedback. And there's no shame, because we all go through things in life. So it's important to talk it out with people.
Yeah, and I guess when you ask people for feedback, it's interesting because they may notice something in you that you're not aware of. For example, you may be a person who only sees the negative in things instead of seeing something realistically. And maybe they can point that out, but you've got to be open to that, because you want to correct your thinking and your cognitive, emotional thinking style to be in keeping with what's really going on.
Absolutely. Being open is so important. So if someone says something to you and you know that person loves you, don't take it as a criticism. Think to yourself, wow, this is an opportunity for growth and an opportunity for change. I can really make my life better this way. That's a really positive thing that anyone can do. And develop an attitude of gratitude. Every day, even before you wake up, not before you wake up, but after you wake up in the morning, before you get up and start your day, take a few minutes, count the blessings in your life. Think about the people in your life that are close to you. Think about some of your interests. If you don't have close relationships, then think about how you can develop them. Think about what you're grateful for. You can start off by being grateful for just waking up in the morning and having another day to face where positive things can happen to you, and how can you make that day a special day. Take time to enjoy a good sense of humor, laugh, read some jokes, have fun with people, get together, smile.
Yeah, and in addition to one's thinking style, I think there are certain values that some people tend to hold, and that some societies even have, that we, I think, may contribute to good mental health. Things like being fair to people, being just, giving people an equal chance and not discriminating. Things that aren't just about any one person, but sort of how we treat each other in a society. We're fortunate here in Canada to have very positive social values ingrained in our culture, but that's not the same everywhere in the world. And many of the people coming to our country don't always have that experience that we have. And I think that maybe some of those values also can contribute to good mental health in how you treat others and how you get treated back by others.
You're absolutely right, Tom. In fact, I've been doing a lot of reading lately on kindness. And it's been proven time and time again that people who engage in kind acts towards others have a much better quality of life. When you do something kind for someone, you feel good. And it comes back to you over and over and over again. kindness is a wonderful thing. And look at the volunteers we have in our society. They provide volunteer work. They're doing good for others. And in fact, even around the hospital where we work, we see so many volunteers. They have a smile on their face, and they're there specifically to help people. What a wonderful role model.
Great. So we've talked about a variety of things in terms of good mental health. We've talked about emotional and cognitive style, your thinking style, your relationships, some of our social values and how we treat each other. We've talked about physical habits and things we do. But what about some of those other very practical things, like if you don't have proper housing or lodging, or if you just don't have a lot of money and poverty is an issue for you? What do you think of those? Do you think those have an effect on our mental health?
Oh, they definitely do. We all need shelter. I think it's important that if you don't have shelter, if you are living beyond your means, get some help. Financial stress is a major stress in life and causes a lot of problems. It's really important to fit in your financial budget with your value system. If you can't afford something, put it on hold. It's not worth going into debt for. Debt creates a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety. It's not a good way to live. It's best to live with it as debt-free a life as possible.
Yeah, and being bombarded with all the wonderful things we see being sold to us, it's pretty hard not to indulge those impulses that we'd like to so often when we see things that we'd like to acquire financially, things we'd like to buy.
Well, that's a good time to stop and say, wait a minute, how does this fit into my life's purpose? How does this fit into my value system? Do I need that extra big TV now? Is it worth going into debt for? Or can I be happy with something smaller and we can spend more family time together? Or how about doing some activities that are free? A walk in the park and spending time in nature is much healthier than sitting in front of a TV screen in beautiful weather. So look at how you're spending your time and look at what you're spending your money on. That's very, very important.
Great. So I think we're just about at the end of our tips here. Is there anything we can do on a regular basis, any habits or practices that can contribute to us maintaining, either achieving or maintaining good mental health?
Well, I think one more thing I just want to mention, Tom. I think it's important to practice stress management daily. Take some time each day to do some slow, deep breathing. Slow down. It's really important. We live in a rush society. We're rushing around all over. We're multitasking all over. Take some time. Stop. Slow down. Even if you take 10 minutes, do some breathing, do some meditation, and now that the beautiful weather is coming up, take some time to be outside every day. Go for a walk, practice relaxation exercises, and smile. When you can soften the muscles in your face and smile, you tend to feel better as well. And I think all those things together will combine and help us all achieve the best mental health we can.
Wonderful, friend. Thank you so much. So there's a variety of things we've talked about that seem to define good mental health. It remains a challenge to try to peg this down exactly, and a variety of practices that can be impairing our mental health, or habits that can be indicative or things that will improve our mental health. So I want to thank Fern Quint for today, for this podcast. And if you're interested in finding out some other tips on achieving and maintaining good mental health, we have a brief guideline trying to define some of these things that you can check for yourself to see if there's any areas you need to focus on to try to improve. So thank you very much, and wishing you well. Feel free to check on www.mentalhealthminute.com for our mental health guideline on achieving and maintaining good mental health. I'm Dr. Thomas Unger. Take care.